When the time comes to use frozen eggs, the process picks up where the retrieval cycle left off, moving through thawing, fertilization, and embryo development before reaching a transfer-ready embryo. At each stage, the embryology team is selecting the embryos with the strongest potential. The numbers go down at each stage of development that occurs from egg to baby. That's expected and represents human reproductive biology. Here's what the journey typically looks like. Of the mature eggs that have been frozen and thawed, roughly 90% will survive the thawing process, as each egg cell, called oocyte, is just one solitary cell. Once the egg has been thawed, 60 to 80% fertilize successfully using ICSI, intracytoplasmic sperm injection, the procedure where a single sperm is injected directly into the egg. 5 days or more after fertilization, 10 to 60% of those progress to the blastocyst stage, when they can be transferred or cryopreserved. To put that in context, starting with 10 mature eggs, about 9 survive the thaw. Of those, roughly 6 to 7 fertilize, and 1 to 4 blastocysts may ultimately result. Occasionally, there could be no blastocysts available. Every situation is different. These are typical trends observed, but every person and IVF cycle may vary. A few factors influence these outcomes: the age of the person at the time of freezing, the number of eggs warmed, and perhaps even the indication for freezing. This is one reason your care team will aim to optimize the number of eggs stored. The more eggs frozen at a young age, the stronger the foundation for a future cycle. One question many patients will ask is, how many eggs do I need for one future child, or perhaps 2 to 3 children? Although there are no agreed-upon numbers, there are studies to suggest that in order to achieve around a 70% chance of at least one live birth, the following number of eggs should be frozen for each age group: less than 38 years old, 15 to 20 mature eggs; 38 to 40 years old, 25 to 30 mature eggs; 41 and older, 35 to 40 plus mature eggs. It is important to note that in some cases, eggs may not fertilize or develop as expected. Even with embryo development, it's possible that no embryos reach the blastocyst stage. These outcomes are uncommon, but that is why freezing eggs should be viewed as an opportunity for future childbearing, but not a guaranteed insurance policy. If you would like to know successful estimates for successful treatment cycles, your care team is the right place to start.